I went to school here. First at O-level Nigeria High School, then Jesus High School, then University, then University, then University. Hapa na ngambo. Nimeweza kusafiri sehemu nyingi sana za dunia yetu. But my passion for this country is unrivaled. I still come back home. I have a home here, and I still come back to assist. Besides that, I have taught at the university. This is my 31st year. So, I have so many students I have taught. Some of them could be here, but there are others who are not here. There are so many members of parliament that have taught. If you want to know some, Gladys Wanga, Rick Nyanji, Karege Mbiku, Ndindi Nyoro, Isaac Omaura, the speaker to the National Assembly, Maiko Sialai. I can't count, but there are so many members of parliament. So when I go to parliament, I can still call a meeting of my students and make sure the speaker has no quorum. Another student of mine is actually the speaker of Senate, and you know who he is. So therefore, I'm not coming here to talk about things that don't exist. I've been in this game for a very long time. Sometimes I do media, you know, television. I also do other things. I write a lot of articles. I defend the Constitution. So we are here at home. We would still talk in our mother vernacular language to communicate properly. Just the way when you are, I wish this generation we have, Mheshimiwa, never wrote a letter, a love letter in Kibukusu. But if you wrote a love letter in Kibukusu, you would probably run away with a woman or a man without any use of money, because it's very persuasive. Just to see how you start doing a love letter. Well, we have moved on and we are doing other things. So my intervention today is on two major issues. The first thing is the main pillars that make us gather here. The second thing is to go to a specific thing you have been hearing about, bottom-up economic model, so that you understand where you come from. And for avoidance of doubt, because Mheshimiwa Waluke spoke, I used to play intro politics many, many years ago, but I thought it was not useful. So if you don't know me, I support the Deputy President and the UPS. So if you are planning to ask William Ruto who Kisiagani is, or our MPs here, they will tell you, I'm part of the team that supports the Deputy President. And the reason why I support him is not just because I'm a psychopath. I have contributed to the discourse that you are hearing around here. The Deputy President has listened to some of us professionals, has listened to our MPs, the result of which is what you are seeing, that is electrifying the whole country to the extent that now you see we have gotten this seat from Kiamba. It is not an accident. We have worked so hard to be where we are. Some of us have gone without sleep to persuade the Republic that change is coming, that we can no longer abandon the struggle. So I invite all of you and those who are still on the fence that if this government is formed next year, don't come and tell us, na mimi mmeniwacha nje kwa nini. Don't do that. You have a chance to join us. If you don't join us, you don't expect William Ruto to come and invite you into his government when you are throwing stones at him. You are despising him. And now you want to be included. What about these people who are already supporting him? You want them to be thrown away so that you are accommodated? Go and tell those guys who have not made up their mind. We have 12 months to go. The campaign is beginning. Join us. Don't go on complaining. And when government is formed, you say nothing. Let me give you a small example before I get to the issue. Because this is important. The whole of Bungoma, Kakamega, Busia, and Abiga, all those four counties have no cabinet minister. Don't you know that?
Yes.
So what are you rejoicing about? Why was this done? Is it by accident? The seat we had with the Echesa on the conspiracy of some people was taken to Siaya, if you don't know. You remember Echesa was occupied in the sports ministry. But then Ishaba was taken Amina Mohammed to sports ministry. And then he introduced a new person who was not in cabinet. Give it to Magoha. So Magoha is the one who took our seat. No, don't worry. We know it's the bad person who is occupying our seat is what? So, let me ask you this. All these children of Western Kenya that you know, they are professionals. I saw Prof. Ukubo is here. He's my senior. We have put together the university for many years. You looked around and you saw nobody from Western. You saw no Google. You saw nobody else. You decided that this guy don't have anybody. So you took it to the eye. The only person we had with the influential position in parliament, our senator, who was the minority, leader, again lost the seat to a CIA person. You people keep smiling when people hurt you. We can have our quarrels in this county with our brother, our sister. But do you think we can rejoice when our brother and sister is being mistreated? So, when he lost that seat, what did you think? You are the next in line. Even if you are given, you will still lose. So that calls for us to change our thinking. There's something really wrong with the way we look at things. Most of you smile when people are hurting you. Even those who hurt you invite you to do BPI and then you sign and you laugh. Time for us to laugh with the people who hurt us. Come to us. We now want to make a realistic bargain with the people who respect this community. But when I talk about this community, I'm talking about the community that lives in Western Cape. It's a huge voting block, and you like playing second fiddle. So you expect me to support you, to support that person who hurts us. And that is when you want to call me a good person. I am not going to accept that. You guys should not accept this thinking. You must change. And you must bargain with the people who are going to ask you what you want us to do for you. Rather than you people who come and tell you they already know what you want. Of course, they say they already know what you want. And what you want is they want to dig a grave in your home. Would you allow them to dig a grave? So two issues of fundamental importance, ladies and gentlemen. This country needs us to fix, it's calling upon us to fix leadership. It's telling you, our beloved Kenya is telling us to fix the crisis of leadership. And when you say we fix the crisis of leadership, it is a leadership that comes to you to ask what you want that leadership to do for you. But it's not a leadership which tells you what you want. These MPs have been your leaders for a long time, and some will continue, or all of them. But they could still have sat in Nairobi with some of us and have crafted things, and they purported those things to represent you. But ladies and gentlemen, they decided to come and ask you, what do you want us to do for you? If the government is formed by Ruto, what do you want that government to do for you? If they ask you that question, you must be free to say, without editing your feelings, what you want to be done. That's the first change we are adopting in this thing. That now, we want the people to tell the leadership what they want done. So that's the first thing we want to fix, a leadership that goes to the people, rather than a leadership that sits down at the top and decides what the people want. Usually, it gets it wrong. But we also want a leadership that respects the law. The reason why we are here in our beautiful country is because we respect the rule of law. We may not agree on a number of things, but what unites us is that we respect the law, whether it's going in our favor or it's going against us. That is our common denominator. Unfortunately, in this country, you have noticed people breaking the law. The leaders you expect to, when they don't like you, they set the DCI against you. They prefer trumped up charges against you. They call you a thief. They call you a robber. And then they tell you, so and so has stolen. And when the people who go back to understand this, you have heard our candidate William Ruto being them as a one of as a leading thief. And they talk about a roll down and an immorality. I know that there are professionals here who know these things very well. How does government money come to an individual? Cabinet approves government projects. That money, if the president, if one of the Kowaluke and the company pass laws to approve a budget, there is something called a budget deficit, which means the amount of money you can't raise locally. So you say, Minister of Education, Minister of Lands, Minister of Agriculture, Water, each one of you bring what you call a budget deficit, I mean the budget requirement. If that money cannot be raised locally, it becomes a deficit. Once the parliament approves that money, what the money you will raise locally, the money that is deficit, it has given the president the power to go and borrow money abroad. And when he brings money, that money is kept at treasury. You cannot access that money. Members of parliament, can you access that money? Now you fall to these lies. How did Ruto open the gate to treasury? Then he picked money. Even if you are a school dropout, can you fall to that kind of thing? Then you walk around and say, this guy is a thief. He stole money for the dams. Let me tell you, you have seen Honorable Waluke suffer. If today Honorable Waluke told you, he has completely stopped talking about good governance, many people, including those who have been tormenting him, will tell you he's the best person in Kenya, he's a saint. But as long as he's doing the right thing, he will be told he's a thief. Then you ask, what did he steal and from whom? We don't like that debate. So, you members of our county, you shouldn't listen to this propaganda. We need to fix a leadership which uses facts, not fiction. So that when you tell me so and so has made a mistake, as a scholar, you can take me all the way. But this idea of arresting people at night, then they say that DCI is not ready. At what point did he think you should be arrested? You must thank our judiciary because increasingly our judiciary has refused to play ball. Otherwise, all these MPs would be in. All your leaders would be in. So we need to fix that leadership, which respects our national constitution. You know, we have BBI, and I've never been privileged for a long time to speak to people from my county. Now I'm doing it. You people want to vote for a document, let's put politics aside. The politicians will shortly talk after me. How do you smile at a constitutional arrangement? Which knew my brother Kuo, you know, Prof is here. Just to start a bit, you know. Prof Kuo is here. When we were in university, I joined the university in 1980 as an undergraduate. This is what was A level. When I was in university, we had a problem with the Moi administration. Our lecturers were taken from our classrooms and are detained without trial. Some of our lecturers include Alamin Mazrui, Michelle Mungo, Mukaru Ngama, Katama Mukangi, Maina Wakinyati, Kamochi Washira, and Professor Oyuki. I'm just counting a few. And the media people were also tormented by the state. The reason why that happened is because the executive had been given a lot of power in the old constitution. Now, under this BBI, which did not respect the constitution, ladies and gentlemen, you are smiling at a constitutional proposal that wants to put a police person called ombudsman in the judiciary to spy over judges and report to the executive. You have also given the same executive power to go and appoint prime minister, deputy prime minister in parliament. So he will do this. If you don't like Mheshimiwa Mwambu Mabonga and you are close to the president, you go to his farm at Bumula and say, you know, how did you get this side of it? We are taking it over. This land, we shall take it over. It's not yours. He will protest when he goes to court. The president has called the judiciary and told a judge, when Mabonga comes there, make sure you rule that he's a thief, he stole land. And they give that land to my brother-in-law. Mutadu? Mutadu? If BBI comes, you must reject it. I'm telling you this because you don't know that BBI guy is more dangerous to Kenya than in international terrorism. If the president controls the judiciary, that's what's going to happen. If the president controls the judiciary, the guys who succeeded with the petition in 2017 would never have succeeded. Which judge will now make a ruling when you are looking over the shoulder of the president? Now in parliament, because the president and the PPI can appoint and sack prime ministers and deputy prime ministers, they will tell you to go to parliament to pass a law that outlaws the wearing of trousers by women. And if you don't do that, tomorrow he sacks you at 1 o'clock on the radio and appoints another prime minister who supports his views. That is the ditch you are going in. I have openly and in public opposed to BBI. But that is the reason why they have told you they have completely violated the constitution. And make sure that if it comes to such a forum that we tell you this, we shall expose them. But because now they know these forums are dangerous, they are rushing. Let me tell you, under Article 2 or 3 of our constitution, Mheshimiwa Wanyama and his team of parliamentarians here, they do not need a constitutional amendment to give us that 5%. It says in the current constitution that at the end of every financial year, at least 15% of national revenue goes to the county. So, nini mulienda shule? Mtu akikwambia at least kwa katiba, ame mukipatiana au wakunga wakupatia 45%, will they have broken the law?
No.
So why do you want to talk about that 5%? And you can't even pay 15%. You know there are county people, you have your relatives who have not been paid by the counties. The government is not even paying 15%. So by passing this paper called BBI, would our governor have enough money to pay the county? This is why we call it BBI nonsense. So don't entertain nonsense. It is silly, it is stupid, it is foolish. We do not want to be part of this foolishness. You are very decent people. You can think for yourselves. Don't be taught new tricks. Don't start competing how to become foolish. So that's the problem. We must fix this leadership and make sure that we have a sensitive leadership that looks at everybody. This leadership that you have been having this country considers the top people as the most important. So that when you come to talk to Mheshimiwa Mavonga, even if you give him 20 million shillings and he takes that money to his home, he's eating on your behalf. So you deal with big people who eat on the behalf of what? Others. Now, the change in leadership is now, nobody can eat on behalf of the other. We want to eat on our own what? Behalf. When these people eat on our behalf, they promote misery and suffering to us. So when you see these MPs here, they are tired of eating on our behalf. They are tired. Now they want you to eat on your behalf. That is why so we must fix the crisis of leadership. The last thing I want to say on that issue of leadership is the fact that the people have divided us along ethnic lines. So you know what's happening in the country now? People come to Western here, they say, who is your ethnic kingpin? Mkubwa wa nini? Wa community. So they collect kingpins. If you look at that BBI project, it had about 5-6 seats. Prime Minister, President, Deputy, karibuwa tano sita. And you can almost predict only 6 communities will occupy those posts. Maybe the Luhya with lower ones, the Kikuyu, the Luo, the Kamba, and the Kalenjin. Now, you know what I mean. So do you want a country which is divided into tribal kingpins? And these tribal kingpins become dictators. They come and tell you, when you are sisi tumeamua, pigia fulani, like you pigia fulani. This is the voice of the community. But you know your children have married elsewhere. Some of you have also married elsewhere beyond your communities. Where I live in Nairobi, some of my neighbors are not from Nairobi. Most of them, even these MPs, you ask them, they have no homes in Nairobi. So if thieves attack you where you are, you're not going to wait for a person to, somebody to be called from Bungoma to save you. You will deal with your neighbor. So our interests have become so intertwined that talking tribe is a tired dispensation. Don't be locked into this tribal thinking. How many times, how long have you stayed in this tribal cocoon, ladies and gentlemen? And what have you achieved? We have been told what for our own. We vote for our own if our own is capable of negotiating with the rest of the country to give us service. So, instead of voting for our own, let us vote for our interests. Let us vote for what? Our interests. There are people here who know that during the Moi administration, a lot of people got appointments in the government of Daniel Arap Moi. They filled their own homes. Because you are in the opposition. Now, if today you don't vote for us, you vote for other people, then after the government is formed, you remain an outsider, a complete outsider to government. You know right now, if you vote, and I want to tell everybody, no, don't vote for these MPs if they are not in the UDA. Because what they will tell you, that you know what, since it will be your kura, when you go to them, ask for some assistance. Lakini hatuko kwa serikali. Ngoja vile tutaform serikali, ndio tuweze kuwasaidia. You know that story is very common here in Bungoma. So unajua hivi? Sasa, kutoka 92, Mungu na watu wanawaambia hawako kwa serikali. Wataform serikali, ndio mpewe vitu. So when I now I'm 70, the same. 2000, the same. All 7, the same. 13, the same. 17, the same. What I'm seeing, you are likely to be getting lured into another city. Atuko kwa serikali, mpaka tukahomis na serikali. Mpaka mtuto akizaliwa mkiongea hivyo, amekuwa mzee kama mimi, ameoa, ameshika wajukuu, and you are still saying, atuko kwa serikali, mkutukio kwa serikali, tutawasaidia. Again, when they come ask for votes, they say, vote for us, we are going to form government. Be careful. Vote for people who will be in government. One day you will thank me. Vote for people who will form government, you will thank me. The permanent secretary said, I talked about, if you get Mambu in government, and he gets William Ruto, he will tell William Ruto, from my community, I have about 10 people, and I want them to help Parastatos. Na mimi nimekaa na hao watu. Hao uko wetu, nimekaa na hao na Ruto. Na wanarudia anasikiza sana. But sometimes he gets worried that you people don't listen. If they appear to tell you, let me now tell you. Hao watu, usiwaangalie kwa njia ya madharau. These people are going to be the government. They will get you jobs. They will empower you. Because William Ruto is not alive. They got to come. Mukikubaliana, kwamba hiki kitafanyika, itafanyika. So you can continue supporting the people who will tell you, we are not in the government, lakini mtupatie kura, tuendelee kuwa kwa serikali. I will go on and go on, but that is my take on leadership. Let me now address the second thing, the economy. We want to fix the economy, the bottom up. The United Democratic Alliance stands for the UD, for the bottom-up economic blueprint. So as I must say, the economic blueprint we have done, it is for the hustler movement, which we are part of. A lot of thoughts have gone into this blueprint. Why bottom up? I think I'll try to agree on this one. Ladies and gentlemen, our usual economic program is triggered down. You understand? Ile ya kuhati kukaa juu uko. Na wako na mikate, hako basili ni juu, wanatupa, wanaangalia ni nani naumia sana. Na wanakula mkate iko na blue band, iko na jam, wanakula kipande, wanarusha chini. Kwa sababu hiyo kipande haitoshi, mnapigania, mnararuana nguo kwa shati na skirt. Ukiangalia hiyo mabaya. Tena wanaangalia wanarusha. So they calm down when you are fighting, they say, unapigana nini? Then they say, okay, let's go up to one kile tunaweza kuwaongeza. So you are seated down here, up there. The bread you get, which they throw, is the remain of what they can eat. Because if they eat, they will do what? They will vomit. This is what's happening in this country. People sit up there and tell you they know what you want. So our economic thinking is that if you empower 100,000 people up there, whatever they have gotten will trickle down to everybody. Simuko na watu matajiri hapa Kongo. Some of them are your relatives. Why do you end up even asking for assistance from this Weshimiwas when you have a funeral, somebody is sick? And maybe in your own family you have a very rich person. Why doesn't that rich person share part of their wealth with you? So this trickle-down effect is an assumption that if you give people, empower just a few people, whatever they get will come down to them. But does it come? These guys keep their money in the banks, and they even end up doing many other things. They even stash the money in accounts abroad. Why do you suffer poverty and the misery? So the opposite of that is supposed to be started from the bottom. The first thing you gain from the bottom is how what you do shouldn't worry about you, because that way you're gonna come cut it up. So when you are comfortable on the ground, they don't have to sit there looking down who is fighting who. So they can continue enjoying what they are eating up there. But for you at the bottom level, you are not also begging them. So there is a good relationship. You don't have to rent their homes to hurt them because you are also comfortable. So, what are some of the pillars of this bottom-up approach, which is part of the economy? This country, as you can see right now, is suffering. The economy is almost on its deathbed. I know there are professionals who are
So guys, there's a problem ya power kidogo, kuna problem ya power, so shortly I think Professor Edward Kisiangani will be back shortly. Stima naona imerudi, nafikiri unatengeneza tu mitambo, this is ikue, kama kawaida wili edu simio, so hebu tusubiri kidogo, yeah, he's back on.
And I was talking about the bottom aspect, economic framework. And my thinking was that this is the opposite of the typical down effect, which has not worked since independence. So time has come for this republic to think about how we can change our country. We are not targeting an individual. We want to change our country and make sure we have a new economic dispensation that will empower people. That will have everybody included. And the inclusivity is the bigger problem. Inclusivity is the bigger problem. Let me give you one example just for you to understand what the situation is like. Because of this trickle down effect, if I ask how many people are employed in government, how many workers do they have in government? There are more than 1.5 million people. Probably less. But these are the people you talk about when you talk about the economy. They are the people you are overtaxing. Our population is now about 50 million. Where do you include the 49 million? So, as long as our thinking is about, these government workers, and we don't want to care about Mama Boga. We don't want to care about Boda Boda. You criminalize jobs, hassles that will even help us to expand our tax members. This country will go nowhere. The philosophy in this government is to bring down the kiosks. The business you do as Boda Boda, criminal business. If you are selling onions, that is criminal. You are interfering with some land, somebody's land. The real job that this government, if you're making majikos for cooking, you are a criminal. If you are a welder, when people come to your shop, they start looking around whether you are keeping drugs or not, because that place is a bit untidy, and they think as a welder, you are not doing genuine business. If you are a carpenter, nobody cares about you. County governments have to come and start harassing you to prove you are a criminal. If they chase thieves and robbers, they look for working places of mechanics, borders, as the possible place where thieves have escaped to. Umekaa kwa duka yako, unaona watu wanaingia, hata mmoja wao. This must come to an end. And when it comes to an end, what is the impact? The impact is this. If we respect everybody's job, and you are a mama mboga, and we ask you, how much money do you make per day? And you say, I make 600 shillings. Then we tell you, nobody is going to break down your kiosk. Where you are, you keep selling, but out of that, give us 10 shillings so that you pay. When you fall sick, you have insurance for treatment. These people are recognized as business people, but they pay according to what they earn. Then we give them an option. When they fall sick, they have an insurance cover where they go to hospital, they are treated, and they walk out without a bill. You have no bill to pay. But when this government now deals with only 1,500, ninyi ndio mtabeba mzigo wa kila mtu, mtaweza? If we all pay some little tax, look, I have been teaching in the university. So if I'm earning, for example, 200,000 shillings, and I'm paying, my national hospital insurance say you pay only 320. Then you have a primary school teacher who is at 20,000 shillings, and you are also asking for 320. How can you improve some hospital services? What you need to do is to say we have 1% for everybody's salary. And 1% of 20,000 is not 1% of 300,000. Then we can have everybody pay equivalent to what they are. But we can also bring more people who are doing informal businesses, juakaris, into the fold. Once you recognize them and tell them, in exchange for you paying these 20 shillings out of your earnings, you will never pay a hospital bill. These people will willingly pay. Your people will willingly pay what? Tax. It's not the business of government to go out building the hospitals. Government should set up an insurance firm plus a regulator who will make sure that money is used well. Where all of us pledged our money for health insurance. When you fall sick in Bungoma, you look for a hospital with the highest, the best quality. So private people can put up hospitals. But do you care? You will just march to the hospital that has the best equipment to treat you and you walk out. That hospital plays a claim with government. But when you go to a hospital, you have malaria. And when you have malaria, you are told, it's 10,000. Inflated prices. Who takes care of that? It is this government regulator which stands between the hospitals and the government that will take care of your money. So you must say which prescription you get, the diagnosis, and the actual payment. But now when the government is in the business of putting up hospitals, you have seen the mess. They want this system to continue so that there is only treatment for those people at the top, but there is no treatment for people from what? The bottom. You are on your own. We want these harambees for Medicare. These harambees for Medicare to come to an end so that everybody can access health care. This is what bottom up is. I think 15 million people in Kenya are not part of this economy. You have heard, we are told, ladies and gentlemen, that the economy is growing. In the past, we have been told this economy is growing by 6.4%. How many of you feel the 6.4%? Do you ever feel it when they say the economy is growing? They are thinking about Kenya breweries. They are thinking about people. That is their idea of the economy. The economy, according to the current government, is big businesses. It's not you. You don't exist. Under the new government, you will exist. You matter. So that I give time for other people to speak. You have, as part of our economic trickle up, which is the bottom-up approach, Deputy President has promised, and in consultation with your leaders, that his government will allocate about a hundred billion shillings for all the wards. I mean, all the constituencies. Now, that is besides the CDF. So don't be confused with the CDF. You know, there are people here who, when they go to the bank, they borrow 1 million shillings or more. But we have our mothers and sisters who just want 5,000. And you are exploited by some Shylocks. If your stock for selling tomatoes is 2,000, and you want to increase that stock, this 100 million will be your next stock. Borrow that money at minimum rate. You might only borrow 5,000, 6,000. If your stock is 3,000 and you borrow 3,000 more, your stock doubles. So we are not talking about the big money here, but this little money will make big business. Most of you can't even, most of our people can't even borrow 10,000. So the thinking in this government is that if you want to borrow 5,000 to 10,000, you are useless. They don't think about you. They don't think about our mothers, our brothers and sisters. They only think about big guys who go to the banks to borrow big money. So the 100 million must benefit the people of Bungoma. We want to have a share in that 100 billion, which the new government has said it will give us. And it targets what we are achieving. You can even repair your motorbike. If you have some problem with spares, which only cost 10,000, why would you suffer? To enhance your business, go to this kitty of 100 billion. That's how we want to empower people. So Ruto is not thinking about the people who are already okay. But he wants to empower the people below to create comfort above. So those people up there shouldn't worry about you. We are not going for them. We shall not even ask them for assistance. We just to touch salt. Unajua hivyo? To touch salt hapa chini. How are you here? They can sleep happy. Nobody's going to attack them. So when people say, we are going to fight people at the top, uongo. UDA and the bottom up is not meant to fight, to create a fight between the people wa chini na wa juu. Hata wewe kama unatoka kwa boma, and you have your brothers and sisters, wewe peke yako ndio unalala kwa mattress. Na hao hawana mahali pa kulala. You have not empowered them. Unaweza kulala usingizi wa amani kweli. But when you empower them, hata wakiwaja kumlango, they are not interested in what you have. So we want to create harmony between the people at the bottom and the people at the top. We are not fighting anybody. So in summary, we want to remove cartels. Kama zile zinafanya mambo ya hospitali, increasing hospital bills for no reason. We shall not give them time because we are not going to allow them to raise high fees. We want hard work from the bottom and we want to reward hard work. We want to create jobs, more jobs, instead of killing jobs like abolishing, throwing, you know, sometime last year, remember how those kiosks in Nairobi were brought down under mamas in the middle of the pandemic in Kariobangi, slept out because cartels wanted to take that land and use it. We want to empower people. We want to improve manufacturing in this area. Don't say you have just 1 acre of land. We want to discuss with you how best you can utilize that 1 acre of land. We want to fight poverty and make sure that our people are comfortable. So if you have to pick 2-3 words from my bottom up, it is hard work, empowerment, inclusivity. We want to kill this thinking that certain people are entitled to wealth and not others. Umeona hapa Bungoma, sa zingine hata wewe umejaribu, unataka kusimama kura, na mtu anakuambia unatoka kwa family gani, wewe ni klani gani. Please, my people, stop that. Stop that. That is how you disempower people. That because of my clan, that is a disability. So I don't get certain things. These are our people. They all matter. They have talent. They must be empowered. There are so many things we do here which disempowers. Ladies and gentlemen, that is what the bottom up is all about. Many things can be done. So, encourage you to invest in UDA. We have a program to change our republic. Invest in UDA. Don't fight anybody. Keep the peace. This is a contest of policies and ideas. It is not a contest of communities. We are not fighting each other's communities. We are trying to find a key to improving our lives. Each one of us has a duty to improve the quality of life for our people. We have a right to think about Kenya. That right is not reserved to a few people. That's why we are here. Kenya belongs to us, and it's the best thing that ever happened to us. This republic is great. This republic is rich. Yet, the people of this republic are poor. What went wrong? We can't continue doing things the same way we used to do. If the country is rich with the resources, it has such a wonderful lot of educated people, business people, and yet many people are poor. We must fix that. So, against that background, therefore, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, I want to stop there and request the MC now to take over the program, and maybe now we open up to listen to you. What do you think the government of WSR and the UDA and the Hustler movement would do if they took power next year, so that for the first time you can be part of government, and for the first time you can improve on the quality of life of our people. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Prof.